Welcome to the Do Zone, where entrepreneurs go to get things done. I'm your host, Josh Thomas. You can find me on all social media at JT Literally. Each week, I bring on experts from a variety of backgrounds to share their secrets on how to optimize performance so you can take massive action and crush your goals. If you need help with productivity, project management, goal setting, and just somebody to make sure that you're staying on task, getting things done, we're launching a new project called Focus Elf, and it is fractional project management and unlimited business support starting at 50 cents a day. So if you want to learn more about that, visit gofocuself.com. Once again, that's gofocuself.com. Today's guest is Devin Gonzalez, and Devin is the CEO of Strive 11 Fitness and the host of the Mindset Cafe podcast. Devin, welcome to the Do Zone. Tell us something you believe is the key to getting stuff done that most people wouldn't think of.
Thank you for having me. And I think the key to getting things done is prioritizing. You know, there's so many things to do in the day. And if you look at all the tasks as, you know, equal in view, you're not going to get the meaningful things done to really progress you towards your goal or towards the things that, you know, you hope to achieve.
Yeah, you got it, man. And so what are some examples of that in action that has been meaningful for you?
So with Strive 11, you know, with a franchise company, everything like that, it's one of those things where there's a ton of tasks to get done. And one thing I've learned to do is the night before, not, you can't do it the day of, but the night before, schedule out your day, right? You know, the tasks that need to get done that day, you know, anywhere from 3 to 5, depending on how big the tasks are, but put them in order of priority, right? So if you only get 3 out of the 5 done, were those 3 the meaningful ones, right? The most meaningful, right? So don't just do the easy work to get the easy work done, and then you're just doing a bunch of nonsense and, you know, busy work. So I would say the thing I've learned is to schedule my day the day before and really focus on getting the biggest things, the important things out of the way first.
And so that's interesting. And it kind of made me think of something while you were saying this, is there's this method of paying off debts. Then they call it the snowball method. Are you familiar with it?
Yep.
And so what the snowball method basically is go ahead and pay off the little things first and then reallocate the money into the bigger things over time. And you're saying like kind of the opposite of the snowball, like the reverse snowball method for productivity, which makes a lot of sense. Get the most important thing out of the way first. But we're kind of designed to like, this is just take a minute. Let me just knock this out real quick. Oh, I got this other thing. Let me knock that out real quick. Can you talk to us? And I think it's perfect that you run a fitness company, because we find all kinds of little things to put in front of going to the gym. So talk to us a little bit about why are we wired that way and how can we actually rewire ourselves to go and get the most important thing done first?
No, definitely. I think the snowball method has its place. And like you said, you know, with debt and stuff, paying off the little things, don't have so many payments to make, makes sense. But in terms of done, when you're looking at all your tasks for the day, if you look at all the little ones, you're like, I'm gonna do this because it only takes 5 minutes. I'm gonna do this because it takes 10 minutes. And you get a little busy things done. Well, guess what? Tomorrow I have the same busy little task to do. And you're always just pushing bigger project or that bigger thing out of the way because it is gonna be daunting to start. So getting that out of the way and knocking that out, yes, it's gonna be a little more tedious and a little more work, but that is going to be what really excels you towards your goal. So that's the reason I think that you need to get those things done. So it doesn't matter how many things you get done in a day. If all of it is just busy work, then who cares? But if you get one solid thing to progress you towards your goal today and another one tomorrow, think about how far you're going to be in a year.
Yeah, that's awesome, man. And so talk to us a little bit about the importance of, if we're an entrepreneur and we're running a business and we got to keep our mind strong talk to us about the importance of keeping our body strong so that we can keep our mind strong. They're kind of interconnected, but we tend to forget that sometimes.
No, 100%. They are connected, and you have to think with moving your body. One, it makes you feel good from, releasing endorphins, and just like when you wear a nice suit or you wear a nice dress, right? For men or women, if you look good, you feel good. When you feel good, you produce good work, right? So same thing, if you're working out and you're starting to look good, or you do look good, you're naturally going to be in a flow state a lot more frequently. But when you are working out and being active, you are going to increase brain activity and the blood flow to your brain, which also is going to, one, relieve the stresses from the hormones, but two, it's going to make sure that you are sharper than if you weren't working out.
Yeah, that's right. And what have you found are some of the ways that we can stay focused on our fitness when so many things are pulling us in so many different directions?
I feel like it's easy to make an excuse for fitness, especially because we have so many things going on, especially as entrepreneurs. But just like any other task, you'd schedule it, right? You set time aside for when you're going to be spending time with your family. You set time aside when you're going to work out, whether it's in the morning, whether it's at night, depending on what kind of person you are, as long as you're setting that time aside and you don't let anything interfere with it. But if you do let something, or you give yourself an excuse today. The snowball method is basically for fitness, is you give yourself an excuse today. It's a lot easier to give yourself an excuse tomorrow and so forth. And then that snowball starts to build up of, all these excuses, right? So every time you don't give yourself an excuse, and you, whether you want to or not, is that's irrelevant, right? Even though I'm a fitness person, I don't want to work out most of the time. If I'm in the gym all day, I don't want to stay here, right? So when you tell yourself that I'm going to do it regardless of how I feel, you actually start building the strength in your mindset of doing those tasks like we were talking about earlier. Even though you don't want to do it, you've already told yourself you're going to do it, and now you're going to stay truthful and faithful to what you your own word, right? If you're a trustworthy person with others, you have to be a trustworthy person with yourself first.
And that actually kind of ties into another topic here that I want to discuss real quick is personal integrity. And the word integrity is kind of tossed around a lot, and most people don't understand what it actually means. But in the root of the word, it just means complete. It just means whole. That's all it means. And so when you say I have integrity, it means I am whole. And one of the things that we do to become a whole is if I say that I'm going to do something, I'm going to fulfill that promise I made to myself and be whole. And taking care of my body makes me complete. Going to the gym because I know that that's what I need to do will make me complete. And how do we transfer that over to what we're doing in business to maintain that health of our business? Because, me personally, I have been that guy that's like, I don't want to go to the gym. I'm basically always that guy. But I have never walked away from a workout and been like, damn it, I wish I hadn't have done that. Like, that's never happened in my life, And as an entrepreneur, it's like there's this big ass hairy problem hanging over you. Tackling that problem and solving it. You will never walk away from that saying, man, I wish we hadn't have solved that big ass problem. So just kind of take us like bring us home on that. Like I have dreaded exercising so many times, but I've never regretted looking back like, man, I'm really glad I did that.
I mean, you have to think of it. It's one of those things where the hardest part of working out is getting to the gym, right? Once you're already there and you do your first set, your second set, or you start doing your cardio, then you're like, okay, like then you start getting in the flow state of the workout, right? And you may not say right afterwards, like, man, I wish I didn't do that workout. You might say it the next day, depending on what your workout was, but and you're feeling sore and you have Bambi legs and stuff, but it's one of those things where you still feel that self of that accomplishment for actually going and staying true to your own word. But if you don't have the reason why intrinsically, think about the extrinsic factors of working out, right? When they say in business, like sex sells, well, it also applies to relationships. Like people want to do business or tend to do business with people that look good, right? So you're going to have a more approachable appeal, and you're going to have that more appealing look to you when you're in a business setting and you're networking and stuff like that. People are naturally going to want to come talk to you more. So if that's your reason why for going to go get into the gym, by all means, as long as you're doing it, you're going to get the increase in brain activity. You're going to get all the other things that you really should be doing it for. But at very least, realize it could increase your sales depending on your market, right? So whatever your reason for doing it is, find your reason and get your butt in the gym.
That's right. Well, tell us a little bit more about what you do. Tell us about the Mindset Cafe and who that's a good fit for.
Yeah, definitely. So Strive 11 Fitness is basically a boot camp style concept, fitness concept. And we actually just launched the franchise or a company of that. And we basically took the approach of a traditional boot camp, but we gave it the no class time approach, like a traditional gym. So for like entrepreneurs, for example, you don't always have a set schedule that you can abide by. Well, we don't have class time, so you don't need to be worried about making it on time or missing a class or running in late. So now you get that flexibility. And then you have that personalization, like almost like having a personal trainer, right? So we've kind of taken bits and pieces from different niches of the industry and combined them in together to make a one of a kind fitness solution. And then for the Mindset Cafe, that was added on to basically Strive 11 in the sense of just we always talk about as trainers the mindset about pushing through your workouts and entrepreneurs through the networking groups. Like we always talk about the different mindsets and stuff. So the Mindset Cafe is really just designed for anyone that's an entrepreneur that needs that little mental hurdle and to help overcome that mental hurdle, realize that you're not alone, right? Myself, we all go through these battles on a daily basis, and hearing other people's stories and how they've overcome those battles allows us to basically overcome them ourselves in a faster manner.
I love that, man. And it's an interesting concept with the gym. Like, hey, this is a boot camp, but you come on your own time. You complete the same circuits as other people, but it's kind of time agnostic, which I think is pretty cool. Yeah, I actually did Orange Theory Fitness for a long time, and I really loved it. Coming into the class and you go through this, but sometimes it just wasn't practical, and it makes sense. Like, well, hey, can I come in 30 minutes earlier? And just do the same thing. And that's pretty cool. So you're
Thank you.
just now opening up the franchise for this.
Yeah, so we just launched the franchise company at the end of last year. We're in the process right now of opening up a couple franchise locations in Dallas. We're based out of Southern California, but we are basically franchising nationwide now, and we're doing it a little bit differently, in the sense of just like our gym and taking an approach to the boot camp scene, not like everyone else is doing it, but going against the grain and doing it the way it should be done. That's how we're approaching the franchise as well. So we're not doing it like other franchises just because we can get away with it and everyone does it that way, but we're doing it where we're actually trying to build a full team. So everyone in the franchise system is really a team member and really a value add to each other.
Love that. And so, where can we go to learn more about Strive 11 and the Mindset Cafe?
So Strive 11, if you want to go to strive11fitness.com, as well as it on Instagram, it's Strive 11 Fitness as well, and on all social media platforms. The Mindset Cafe podcast, you can either see some clips on, or you follow myself, and that's on pretty much every podcast hosting platform, Apple, Spotify, and we're in the 70s or almost 80s on episodes. Definitely check that out.
Awesome. Love that. So, hey, we're going to wrap up from here. Thanks to our guest, Devin Gonzalez, for coming on and sharing a little bit of wisdom about how to take care of your mind, take care of your body, and how to get stuff done. You can connect with him directly and learn more about Strive 11 Fitness by going to strive11fitness.com, and you can find the Mindset Cafe on all of your major podcast networks. Whether you're on your morning commute in the gym or somewhere out in the field, snap a selfie tag me at JT literally. Show me what you do while you're in the do zone. And one more time, if you need a little bit of help getting your goals set, getting a little bit of projects managed, and getting a little bit of support pushing your business to the next level, go to gofocuself.com. Get started for less than 50 cents a day. That's it for this episode of The Do Zone. Let's get to work, everybody.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Do Zone podcast. If you're running a service-based business that's looking to grow this year, let's talk about how we can slingshot you into momentum with a quick injection of cash and sales. Our clients typically see results in as little as 7 days. To learn more about what we do, you could go to factorone.io. Once again, that's factorone.io. We'll see you next time.